I may be in for a big surprise, folks. A letter was given to me by Kim Jong-un, and that letter was a very nice letter. Oh, would you like to see what was in that letter? Yeah, would you like? How much? How much? How much? It was a very interesting letter. No, I didn't. I haven't seen the letter yet. I purposely didn't open the letter. I haven't opened it. I didn't open it in front of the director. I said, would you want me to open it? He said, you can read it later. I may be in for a big surprise, folks. We will see what we will see.
Backing up, constipated, tweet and rage with his scouts down. Went the distance, now he's back on his feet, just a man and his compacted bowel. When he was young, it happened so fast, he's traded glory for X-lax. He's lost his grip as he rage tweets his blast. He must fight just to tweet out his shite. It's the diet of no fiber, taking pills for a shite, sitting down to the struggle with his iPhone. So the caps lock slave driver stalks his prey out of spite, while he's watching Fox News with his scants round his ankles. Tweet to tweet, his buttocks gain heat, talking tough, always hungry. He's in the clergy as we take to the streets, still tweeting blame on crooked Hillary. It's the diet of no fiber, taking pills for a shite, sitting down to the struggle with his iPhone. So the caps lock slave driver stalks his prey out of spite, while he's watching Fox News with his scouts round his ankles.
I don't even want to use the term maximum pressure anymore, because I don't want to use that term. So it's not a question of maximum pressure. It's staying essentially the way it is. At some point, hopefully, a deal for the good of millions of people, a deal will be worked out. They have a very good relationship with Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State. It was actually very interesting, because this was literally going to be the delivery of a letter, and it ended up being a two-hour conversation with the second most powerful man in North Korea.
Ivanka Trump, who works at the White House, chose to post the second most oblivious tweet we've seen this week. You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless cunt.